Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. It's the 7th of October, 2023. It's going to be a spooky October. We're going to have, we'll have to find out what Saturday it falls on, but I'm sure right before Halloween we're going to have some sort of spooky
We could record a spooky disclaimer. Do not take anything we say. Ooh, sometimes
okay, Cal, we'll do that, all right?
October 28th will be the day.
Okay, well, we're going to be here October 28th, and we're going to do a spooky one. Let's do that.
All right.
We'll make it kind of a spooky...
Of course we will.
Of course we will. Okay.
Okay.
Welcome, KWPM, 1450 AM and 105.1 FM. They're out of Missouri. Thank you for joining us. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, Todd.
Oh, that would be 855-529-7234.
Or email us at info@radiolawtalk.com if it's after hours. There's a lot of times we're not heard live. We're simulcast or played later.
Delayed, yes.
Delayed. Just go ahead and you can email us if you have any questions or comments. We'd love to hear from you. Seek counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice, so don't try to go out and blame us for anything that's going on. Look. We're going to talk about a bizarre death case and a person that, a victim who passed away and the perpetrator pled guilty in what this person received. It's just why this happened. I don't know. We're going to talk about that. Trevor Bauer is a Cy Young Award winner. He settles a allegations of sexual assault case. Which some interesting evidence that he had, and again, we're not taking anyone's side, but some interesting evidence he had about whether or not everything was consensual or not. Mel Tucker is a former Michigan State football coach, is bringing a lawsuit situation there.
It's the Northwestern guy
that brought the lawsuit.
Yeah, the Mel Tucker is the termination process going on right now at Michigan State.
And then we've got the Northwestern former head coach of the football was terminated, and he's suing for $100 and some odd million.
$130 million.
We're going to talk about that lawsuit. And then X/Twitter is being sued for copyright infringement. And we've got some interesting facts about that and something that you may not know. Another famous powerhouse is being sued for copyright infringement that we'll bring along at the same time. So that's just a few of the great things that we got. And then at the very end, we've got quick takes. At the very end, quick takes, we just talk about, look, there's only a few things. You're going to remember 7 minutes of this 3 hours, and we want to tell you what to remember for those 7 minutes when we're done. But without further ado, Cal, we are here for Case or No Case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Carl Burkhart was a singer and a writer. He always thought he'd end up in Nashville as an artist and then on the road making big money as a country superstar. And so he played and he wrote and he wrote and he played and he never got a break. Until one day, a man who called himself King Treble came into the bar in which Carl was playing. King Treble came in up to Carl during a break and convinced Carl he was the next big thing in music. All he had to do was come to Nashville and record a 45 two-sided record. That was obviously before CDs and 8-tracks and cassettes in the early 70s, before they were popular. We'll release it to the local radio stations, he said. We'll send out a news release and everything, and it'll only cost you $3,500. Well, Carl bit. Went to Music City, recorded a song, You Treated Me Mean, and the B-side, a very forgettable song called I'd Rather Be at Your House Than the Bunkhouse. The record was mastered and pressed. 100 copies were sent out. Carl got the list of radio stations to which the record was sent and started calling them and asking them, please play my record. And as soon as they heard it, it ended up in the trash can. It was awful. So Carl went home disappointed, and then he was playing in the same bar when a guy came in with a different company and made the same pitch. And that's when Carl began to see that perhaps King Treble ran a scam on him, he and Spot Records. So he called his attorney in Hickory Hills, North Carolina, to see if he might have a fraud case and a liable case against King Treble. Fraud, he said, I was played, but my music wasn't. He wanted to know if he had a case or no case. Todd, what say you?
My gut reaction is, if you've ever watched an episode of American Idol when they're doing the auditions, right? There's some people that are auditioning that think that they are the next American Idol and they can sing. And there are some people who think that they are the next American Idol, and they cannot sing, not even close to singing, and are delusional about how good they are.
Apparently that's quite common these days.
And yeah. Yes, and so in this case here, I'm thinking, look, he didn't hold a gun to your head, he didn't force you, he didn't threaten you, he didn't do anything. You're trying to make it big. He offered you an opportunity at $3,500, which is no small chunk of change back then.
Right.
You agreed to spend it, and he upheld his end of the deal by sending your vinyl out to the radio stations. He can't force them to play it. The fact that you can't evaluate your own songwriting ability is not fraud on his part. And so I would say, I don't see any attorney taking it. It's no case. No case on this one.
What do you think, Fred? Can a guy just come in and scam a would-be artist that way and take his money and leave him heartbroken?
All right, let me tell you. There's a story about a monkey. In 1964, a Princeton University professor, Barton McKeehy, this is what I heard about, claimed that you can use a monkey to randomly throw a dart and pick stocks and do better than the professionals. Since then, it's averaged approximately 1.7% better, these monkeys throwing darts, than those intelligent, smart stock people. So for me to choose...
Do you have the monkey's number?
For me to choose what is the right answer on case or no case, it is better that a monkey throws something at a dartboard or that I flip a coin than me to analyze and get it right. Cal, do you have a coin in your pocket?
Yes, I do.
Will you please flip the coin? I call heads.
Okay, I got tails, sorry.
Okay, so heads. Heads means it's a case and the guy wins. Tails says no case.
Okay, so you got no case. Todd's got no case. Todd's
no, I have nothing right now until you flip the coin.
I said you got tails. I did it fast. I had it right here.
Oh, it's tails?
Yeah, I got
so
tails.
I say there's no case.
Yeah, that's what he said.
All right, so tails, no case.
And I say no case.
Well, you're both right. The record company...
Oh, my gosh, the tails worked.
These vanity sessions for record labels were at one time empty recording studios' way of making a quick buck. And when the song was sent out, he said if it would have taken off, we would have sold the record to Decca Records. They would have distributed it for us, but
they were scamming.
Nobody liked it. They were just scamming them, and it happened all the time. You know, Dream Crushers, Dream Crusher record label, and
so,
that is case or no case.
The monkey was right.
Yep, there you go.
Cal?
Yep, that's right.
Wow.
I guess my thought on it is, where's the scam? Where's the scam?
The scam is you're the next Elvis. You sound just like Roy Orbison, man. All you got to do is cut a record. You're going to be a hit. And that was what he thought he heard. Or hoped he heard, should we say. Yeah.
1.7% of the time, the monkey's right.
That's sales.
1.7% of the time, they do better. No, they are 1.7% better than a professional. We'll be back after this and talk about a woman who dies and what happened to the assailant.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned as the program will continue right after this.
All efforts. advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-559-6944. 800-559-6944. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-559-6944. 800-559-6944. 800-559-6944.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What the heck is that thing?
Todd has a kitty.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So, in New York, there's a, I'm going to say famous, at least locally famous, 87-year-old Broadway vocal coach that this elderly lady apparently was walking on March 10th. And for some reason, no apparent reason that I've found, that this individual, this lady, start got upset and walked over and shoved her and knocked her to the ground. And her last name was Pazienza.
Pazienza. Yes.
Pazienza. They're walking in Chelsea Park. And she crossed the street and started shouting obscenities at Miss Gustern, who was the one that passed away, an 87-year-old, and came over and shoved her to the ground. She hit her head, and a few days later, she died. So she just bizarre, you know, this bizarre stuff. Just like I just recently saw a couple in, I gotta remember what state this was in. I had it in my tip of my tongue. They're out, you know, on a date, and they just looked normal, nothing, you know, they're dressed up a little bit, and they're sitting on a bench, and after the dinner or the date, and we're walking down the street, and some bizarre guy walked up and just started screaming and yelling at him. And he goes, and you can hear it. It's all video because it was right by this restaurant or something that had cameras. And he's like, dude, chill. What's going on with you? Ah. And he just starts stabbing the guy and kills him right there. You know, what is wrong with these people? That's why you got to arm, yourself now and be careful of what's going on. And I'm not saying you do. I'm just saying that's why people say, you know, getting CCWs and carrying. It's, I know people are like, oh, that's bad, but how do you stop a guy from doing that? Or a person walking up and shoving you down and knocking you down? She's 87, I know that, but you've got to be so careful nowadays. So she dies, so she gets up there and she pleads guilty. I don't know if she was having a moment or what, and the judge gives her 8.5 years, is that right?
Eight and a half year prison sentence in the state of New York. This was and then 5 years of post-release community or post-release supervision after she gets out. Now, I don't know if she'll serve the full 8.5 years, but for a death-related crime, if they do it like other states, she'll probably serve about 85% of that.
But isn't that kind of, for a death, is that kind of a low sentence?
It really
seems light.
It depends. You know, I'll give you the lawyer answer. Look, obviously something premeditated, which would be murder, is, you know, life, or in some case, in some states, a death penalty. This, because of the spur of the moment manner in which it happened and that led to the death, this is, the name notwithstanding, this is more along the lines of manslaughter. I mean, she didn't, I don't think she intended to kill this woman. But
no,
she,
I agree.
But she intended to do the act that led to her death. She intended to knock her down. This wasn't accidental pushing. I think that they looked at that. She intended to confront her. She intended to push her down. Didn't intend the death, but if she has no prior criminal history, that's something that the courts look at, and I didn't see anywhere she had prior criminal history. Maybe this is on the lower end of punishment because of the lack of prior criminal history.
She might have just had she had something going on in her life right there and just snapped. Do I believe she pushed her trying to kill her? Probably not. She just probably pushed her, right?
Yeah.
And, but man, talk about being, and she's apparently pretty upset about getting that amount of a sentence, but, you know, who knows? Let's see, Trevor Bauer. He is a Cy Young pitcher. And what team is he a pitcher for? Well, he's not anymore.
He was at the time of this incident, he had just signed and was a pitcher for the Dodgers, the L.A. Dodgers.
Right. Okay.
This past year, he has been pitching over in Japan in the professional baseball league in Japan for the past year.
So here's what's interesting, though. Lindsay Hill claims that she was sexually assaulted by him. He claims it was a consensual, you know, evening, if you want to call that. And I don't know, how does this happen? And then he automatically gets suspended from the Major League Baseball, like he's guilty without having his day in court? I don't understand how does that work, that they're found guilty in, you know, the Major League Baseball, football, prior to, you know, evidence and the case going forward?
Well, the three major sports, football, baseball, and basketball, and throwing hockey as well, but I think they all have morals clauses in
right.
their contracts.
I get that.
And the morals clause isn't just whether or not you are did what you are accused of doing. It's whether or not you engage in any activity which ends up putting the league in a bad light. Even if you're later exonerated. It's why some people, Ezekiel Elliott was exonerated, but still suspended by the NFL
right.
a while ago. And it's because, look, you undertook to engage in a course of conduct that even though you weren't convicted, it put our league under a shadow.
And I get that.
So they're allowed to do that. And they suspended Trevor Bauer, but then he appealed the length of it. So the commissioner's allowed to determine the length of the suspension.
But he was still suspended for 190 some odd days. And again,
yes.
I don't know all the facts. I'm just arguing this back and forth as a lawyer. How is it that they can do that without finding them or evidence of them at fault? It's the he said, she said. And in this case, there's some very interesting stuff that came out with videos during right after this incident and her texts to her friend about getting rich off this. And basically, and I'll quote what the text says, quote, B blanky blanky blanky, you better secure the bag, when it talks about how much money he's got.
And I would say they're able to do that because that's what their unions negotiated for in the collective bargaining agreements.
Yeah, maybe. We'll be back. We're going to continue talking about this. It's very interesting. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to chime in.
You bet. This is Radio Law Talk with Todd Kuhn and Fred Penny. They will be back with much more stuff. The show's starting to wind down a little bit here, but don't worry. There's much more straight ahead. Stick around.
Legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking pretty skinny minutes, sitting right in your car wash, 100 feet of cloth, washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was asked to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road and come visit the duck.
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash.
U.S. USA News update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the country is at war with Hamas and the enemy will pay a price it has never known before after today's surprise attack from the militant group that authorities say left at least 40 people dead and hundreds more injured.
Israel has declared a state of alert for war in southern Israel, where rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip this morning. Palestinian militants have also crossed into Israel, and Israel media have reported gun battles between Palestinian fighters and security forces. Hamas claims it has captured Israeli soldiers near the Gaza border.
Dave Collins are reporting the White House National Security Council says the United States unequivocally condemns the unprovoked attacks by Hamas terrorists against Israeli citizens. Kevin McCarthy says he will not resign from Congress after some news outlet speculated that the California Republican was planning to step down following his removal as House Speaker.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
You look fabulous. You're going to knock them dead at the bowling alley.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, Bauer's trying to claim. Again, this is Bauer's side. We're talking about this Cy Young baseball player that... He's got video of May 15th when this supposed evening occurred that she was sexually assaulted by him, that shows her basically enjoying the evening at the end of the evening. He admits that they got together, because we're going to keep this G-rated, and did spend that time together, but it was consensual and... I don't want to say this. I'm going to say a little aggressive and admitted that. And,
yes.
But he's got video of laying next to her, and she appeared to smirk without any alleged injuries and was apparently enjoying him. Now, that's his side of the story. Her side of the story is, no, he assaulted me.
Yeah, and look, let's go back in time here. She filed for... she got a temporary restraining order, but the permanent restraining order was not granted. The district attorney's office in Los Angeles declined to file charges against him.
But to get a restraining order immediately after a alleged sexual, they're almost always granted.
Yeah,
temporary.
The temporary, but when it time came for the permanent restraining order based on that was not granted.
No evidence.
And you know, one of the interesting things, in addition to this video, there was also released a telephone conversation between the victim or the alleged victim, Ms. Hill, and Trevor Bauer. And this was the pretext call. Now, what's a pretext call? Oftentimes, when investigating a sexual assault case, law enforcement will have either the alleged victim or the alleged victim's family members call the perpetrator and see if the perpetrator will make some sort of admission while law enforcement is in the same room listening in. The caller doesn't let them know that the cops are there listening in, but this, when I was a prosecutor, this was an investigation technique that they used a lot. And this pretext call was recorded and was released. And it's interesting, Trevor Bauer, in the call with this with Ms. Hill, seems pretty credible in his constantly saying, well, wait a minute, I kept asking you if this was okay, and you kept going on, and we had our safe word, and you didn't use the safe word, and that he, from the call, the recording, he sounded genuinely perplexed that she, in this call, was now claiming he had done something illegal or wrong or without her consent, because it was contrary to what he had perceived the incident to be. And I can only imagine that the district attorney had that pretext call when making a charging decision and opting not to charge Trevor Bauer with any sexual assault.
You got to be careful as an athlete or as a famous person and doing what you've got to do here. You see it. All right, here's the contract, sign here, here's my witness, he's going to stand there, or she's going to stand there and watch, and, you know, it's just... Well,
you know, and the interesting thing is...
Yeah, Cal, you do that.
I was going to say, Todd mentioned this is what they negotiated for. In the NBA, I don't know if baseball does this, they have classes for players. If you're going to be intimate with someone you do not know, here are the procedures for collection of... I mean, they're very specific. They train them how to... do this
properly,
so to speak. Yeah.
And it's like, look, if you've signed a multi-million-dollar contract, that's made public. ESPN, CBS, NBC, ABC, all these sports outlets are advertising how much you're making. You're probably advertising if the athlete, because, hey, I'm the highest paid this person in this league, in this league. You just put a target on your back. And the thing that baffles me is that you see these cases coming up. Trevor Bauer, I believe, met this person via Instagram.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're meeting people via Instagram and your DMs. Good luck doing any sort of background check on them. You know, your background check is what they've posted and whatever pictures they're sending you in DMs. And you are just setting yourself up. And according to the text messages that were released in this case, it appears that Trevor Bauer may have been a target of this person because of his income. And you know, it just...
I don't know. You know. Who knows what's going on? But it's, well, whatever the point is, the case settled.
Yes.
And the civil case, and there's no criminal case against him. And he actually sued her for, he cross-examined, he sued her for, or is that, I was getting that mixed up with
He filed a countersuit.
Countersuit with
her. She sued him, he filed a countersuit, and everything got dismissed.
Right, and they settled.
Yes.
We don't know what.
And we don't know what or if any money was exchanged. I don't know. They just agreed to drop their cases.
Right.
He pitched for a year and did very well over in Japan. He still got his stuff. It'll be interesting to see stigma, if there's still a stigma towards him applied to this. We'll see what sort of contract he is able to get with Major League Baseball if he's able to come back. There's no prohibition for him coming back. I just don't know that any team wants to touch him.
This is all crazy. So let's talk about Mel Tucker. Let's jump to, you know, we'll talk about the Twitter X Corp trademark one, but I want to jump right away to Mel Tucker, Michigan State. So Mel Tucker, I'll let me set this up, Todd,
sure.
And you can talk about it too. So Mel Tucker is the Michigan State football coach. He just signed a contract for approximately $79 million contract, and he is apparently having some sort of They're having a hearing now, but they fired him because of Brenda Tracy. This individual, what does she do? She's an advisor?
Well, it's interesting that Cal had mentioned just a moment ago about how the NBA does training and has people come in to do training about how to meet people and also training about interactions and all sorts of things. Well, Brenda Tracy is a speaker raising sexual assault awareness, having been a victim of a gang rape in her past, a survivor, and she gives speeches to college teams that come in because it was, she alleges, college athletes that did this to her. So she talks to college athletes, specifically football players, about being respectful and to raise awareness and understanding consent, and that is her platform. And she's paid to go in and give these presentations to schools. Well, she had been paid and to go in and give the presentation to Michigan State. And she had been in contact with Mel Tucker, who's the coach of the football team, and she was there to give the speech and to do things and started a professional relationship with Mel Tucker. They talked and about what to do and how to go about it, and Tucker is alleging that it became more than just a professional relationship. Her allegation is that in a phone conversation in April of 2022, mm-hmm. that
he
engaged in activity on the phone conversation that made her feel very uncomfortable and that offended her sensibilities.
And so not personally, over the phone.
Over the phone. And his response was, yes, that happened over the phone, and it was completely consensual, so they're disagreeing on the level of consent. She made the report to Michigan State. Michigan State terminated his employment for cause as a violation of the moral turpitude clause of his contract. He has appealed that, and they're supposed to have a hearing this week. And this week is when his lawyers provided Michigan State with a 106-page letter,
wow.
the bulk of which are text messages between Miss Tracy and her former assistant, who tragically died last year, where they reference not only Mel Tucker, but another coach in a different sport with whom it appeared from the text messages Miss Tracy might have been having a relationship. Now, this is significant for the case because Tracy has always maintained, I would never engage in a relationship with a coach that I was speaking with, and if the text messages are true, it certainly appears that she was.
Yeah, but there's all types of details
yes.
on that we can talk about when we come back, but this is interesting. We'll be back after this.
Sure is. This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. Fred and Todd have much more to say after we take this break on your favorite local radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. And we remind you, you can listen to all of our previous shows on demand whenever you want to. It's all free, and it's all on the Listen button at RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Your money's no good here.
Oh, come on.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So back to the Mel Tucker thing. Todd, we're discussing over the break that they received all these text messages from, that doesn't say, but allegedly from the family of the best friend or good friend of Miss Tracy.
Yeah, listen. You know, I learned this as a prosecutor primarily. The only way that you can really get the actual text messages, I mean, if you subpoena records from the phone company, you're going to get a record that a text was sent or received, but it won't give what was said. The only way you can actually get that is if you download the data from either of the phones that the text message was sent to or from. And so somehow Tucker's attorneys got a hold of these text messages between Brenda Tracy and her former assistant, now deceased. And they didn't get it from Brenda Tracy's phone. So I think the only way they could have gotten it was from the assistant's family who provided the phone. That's logically the only way they could have gotten that. And there was in the letter that they sent that Tucker's attorney sent to Michigan State.
Right.
They made reference to the fact that after the death, the assistant died tragically in a car accident, that after the death, Brenda Tracy went to the family because of the death and felt really bad, but was adamant that she wanted to see the phones and the computers and tablets to review any of that information that was there. And Tucker's attorneys are alleging that she was trying to hide evidence or to see
right.
if there was this communication. And then it turns up in the hands of Tucker's attorneys.
Wonder how that happened.
I don't know if this is going to stave off the firing or if it's going to lead to a lawsuit afterwards.
Wow, Mel Tucker's got some good evidence there.
It does. He does. So this is going to be an interesting one to follow over the next 4 or 5 months.
This is crazy. All these things going on, these cases like this. This is just interesting. And then you got Pat Fitzgerald at Northwestern. You know, there was an investigation of Northwestern football that there was hazing going on. All types of, you know, hazing in football and, which by the way has probably been going on for years. And, to make a long story short, he was fired. Pat Fitzgerald was fired, claiming that, you know, he didn't stop it and should have stopped the hazing. And of course his argument is, look, I didn't know about all these hazing issues going on, which the university said, come on, you know, you knew what was going on.
Yeah, that was the thing. It was, look, for a coach to not know that this was going on, the coach would have to be actively trying not to know, the old ostrich with the head in the sand kind of thing. But I think his frustration initially was the way in which he was fired. Because after they did this investigation, they hired an outside law firm to come in. They did the investigation. They made the recommendations. He had a meeting with, I believe, the president of the school.
Correct.
Who said, yeah, we're not going to fire you.
And if you just agree to this suspension.
Yeah. Says, yeah, agree to this, we're not going to fire you. And it was like within seemingly hours, the school made an announcement that he had been terminated. And it almost seemed like the president said, we're not going to fire you, and then was overruled by the board. Just trying to figure out why the 180 on whether or not he was going to be fired.
Right.
And he has filed a lawsuit now claiming wrongful termination, among other things. And the amount he's seeking is just like...
Well, this is the number is $130 million, and he breaks down as follows. He has $68 million left on his salary on his contract. So they're suing for the $68 million. And then $62 million for the loss of, quote, loss ability to obtain similar employment. Which, by the way, he's right. I mean, I'm not saying he's right on the case, but if the case he's proven, he'll probably have a difficult time getting a job now.
Yeah.
With this, no one's going to touch these coaches anymore if they have any allegations of any impropriety or players. It's like, grabbing an atom bomb or atomic bomb, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think that one of the keys there is that he's claiming the $68 million or $62 million, the balance, was because of the inability that he'll have to find a similar type job. Now, look, he could probably go find a job coaching for some junior college somewhere or some Division III school and stuff like that, but there's no way he's talking about that kind of money. It's the similarity of the job. And, you know, going from making $68 million on my contract to, you know, going someplace and getting paid $68 an hour, and oh, by the way, you're not allowed to work overtime a certain amount of time, that's a significant difference. And it's not the same type of job. So,
jump to Elon Musk being sued. The X Corp is being sued by X Social Media. Apparently, there's an X Social Media that are claiming they put in, you know, close to $100,000, $100 million. Wait a minute, $400 million in advertising for this company that does, we're finding out as we look into it, they do kind of legal marketing for law firms and stuff. And X Social Media said that Elon Musk and Twitter cannot use X Corp, that it's infringing on their trademark. For the past 8 years, they have been a social media company that does social media advertising and or work for law firms, etc. But I could see them saying, hey, no, we're not doing this for law firms or any individual. I could see Twitter and Musk say, no, we're the actual media company. You're not a media company, even though you, in other words, you don't have your own platform, is what I would argue if I was a Musk lawyer, saying, you don't have a platform. all you do is you go out and help people go to these platforms and market in these platforms where we're the actual platform. So that's what I think the argument's going to happen right now. But they're suing Elon Musk and X Corp for this. And by the way, I want to bring this up because we're going to run out of time. I didn't know this, but I guess Beta, which is the former Facebook, Meta, the former Facebook, is also being sued by a company, a virtual reality company called Meta X. And they're suing Meta slash Facebook for the same thing, kind of the similar thing that Elon Musk is being sued as the former Twitter, now X.
Now, the thing about this lawsuit, where I think it might have some merit, is just from one of the articles that I read on it. I had to go back and read that article two or three times just to keep track. Okay, we talk about X Corp or X Social Media. Which one am I talking about? Because they seemed very similar. And when X Corp, formerly Twitter, registered to use the name X, they used it in association, quote, with social media. And So I could see why X Social Media is saying, look, this is going to confuse people because they're going to think we're you and we're not you. And you're not us. And
that's a little confusing. If you're not you and we're not us, we're not who? Is that like a book in a Dr. Seuss book?
Sounds like
the Dr. Seuss book.
I don't know why we have green eggs and ham.
I am you and you are me and we are all together.
We are Meta and we are X and used to be this and that and this and that. That should be a book. Well, with all that, we love having you guys join us here on Radio Law Talk. Todd and I and Cal, we had a good time. Miss you, Denise. But it is time now, Cal, for what?
It's time for your quick takes. And Fred, what is your quick take for this
Look,
today?
I know one thing. Sometimes saying things three times over and over quickly will help you remember things. And I want you to remember this very important thing. So I'm going to report it with three times. I'm going to report it by saying it three times. Wedgie lawsuit, wedgie lawsuit, wedgie lawsuit.
Bob Kuhn, what is your quick take, sir?
Look, if you're a football coach or a coach of any sporting team, and you bring in somebody to talk to your coach, to talk to your team, and you think you might want to flirt with them, look, the last person you want to flirt with is the one talking to your team about being a sexual assault survivor. I mean, come on. Use your head. I just wouldn't even go there at all.
Thanks for joining us. Radio Law Talk, 9 to noon Pacific time, every Saturday. Thanks, Cal. Thanks, Todd. We'll see you next week. I'm your host, Frederick Finney.
You have been listening to Radio Law Talk, a live presentation of RadioLawTalk.com.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.